big boy.
George Berry is land manager at Glen Helen Nature Preserve.
Tell me what you just did.
Well, I limbed a very large honeysuckle. That sucker is 8 inches at the base, easy.
How long would it have to be here to grow to that size?
50 years. This is what we call a mother plant. So if they came in 65, what is that, 50 years, more or less.
On this Saturday morning, Berry is leading a team of nine, mostly volunteers.
So this is big stuff, guys. It doesn't get much worse than this. We can't even do an acre of this a day. It's too intense. We realize now that this oxbow is the most difficult we found.
In the oxbow section of the South Glen, the honeysuckle is all around. It grows in clusters and has long, arching trunks. Imagine a drooping flower bouquet, only 10 feet high, and instead of blossoms, a thick tangle of branches and leaves. I interrupt Andy Wilson of Fairborn and ask him to explain what he and the other volunteers are doing.
Well, they've cut large amounts of the invasive plants, the olive and the honeysuckle and a few other things, and it's in piles in the woods, and we're grabbing onto the cut limbs and trunks and dragging them to where they're chopping them up so they can make other piles out of it.
There's lots of chopping going on. Where it's possible, the managers prefer to use a huge chipper to pulverize the plants. But this section of the glen is remote, and today the tool of choice is the machete. Rachel Smith is an Antioch College student. She chose this project for her spring internship.
Had you ever used a machete before this?
Yeah, I spent my last year in Ecuador and Colombia, so I'm pretty familiar with using machetes. I really enjoy using them. They're incredibly useful, and if you get a feel of how to do them, I think they're a really efficient way to work.
How about the one George gave you? Was it as sharp as...
It was a good one. I switched him out because I was using the orange one, which I hate. I don't like the ones that have a safety handle, so he gave me a heavier one that was just sharpened, and it was a lot better.
The grant from the Land Conservancy pays for two temporary employees who help lead the volunteer workdays. In prior years, there were occasional fall work weekends at the Glen, but progress was slow.
What we were seeing was that you could go out and get a bunch of people together and over a course of a month or two, maybe clear an acre.
Nick Budis is director of the Glen Helen Ecology Institute.
But do the math. We have a 1,000-acre preserve, and if you were taking out an acre of invasive species every year, you were putting yourself on the 1,000-year plan. And we really sought to accelerate our efforts because we didn't think that the glen could wait that long to heal. And frankly, we were just far too impatient to wait that long ourselves.
The current glut of non-native plants traces back to home landscaping projects in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Amur honeysuckle, for example, was introduced as an ornamental from Asia. Birds ate the seeds and carried them, and the plant escaped cultivation. Budis explains that the glen's shape makes it vulnerable. It's narrow, about 1/3 mile wide by 4 miles long.
We really try and help enforce the idea that a honeysuckle plant that's right outside of the glen might as well be inside the glen, and invasive species that are in our backyards will ultimately spread to natural areas and give people the knowledge and the tools to help be good stewards of their backyards and their communities. That's how you protect natural areas.
How many times do you think you've come after bush honeysuckle?
Oh, probably at least 20 now.
Again, Andy Wilson.
Been doing it for about 4 or 5 years.
It does seem like a Herculean task. What do you think keeps you coming back?
Just clearing a little bit at a time and seeing how good the woods look when you clear it and seeing the wildflowers come back. You've got to start someplace. So if you clear a little bit and keep on going.
Brian Ryan is a volunteer from Xenia. He sprays herbicide on a large honeysuckle stump.
Is that wet enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to hit those really big ones twice. Let it soak in. And
okay.
Come back to it.
Okay, that's primed.
It seems like a big task. Do you find that daunting at all?
I used to be in construction, so how you have to look at it is you have to look at, this is my little square for the week. You can't look at the whole building. I mean, you know, we did high rises and, you know, like you couldn't say there's 20 stories. You had to say, I'm going to do 1/8 of one floor this week. That's it.
Vincent Lano of Enon volunteered over 100 times at the Glen before being hired as temporary staff for the project.
Do you have any particular feelings about honeysuckle?
Well, it's like a bully. You know, the school bully. This is the woods bully. And you can't just let it go on and on without taking action. Its intention is to steal all the light from every other plant. And that's a bully. It's like someone who comes up in school and says, give me your lunch money. Well, we can't have that.
Our land manager has a map in his office.
Again, Nick Budis.
He has an orange highlighter, and as they complete an area, he extends a little box around where that land was and is gradually able to watch the orange grow on the map along the Little Miami. We're making good progress, but it is a big, big project. We can use some help.
For WYSO's Community Voices, I'm Wally Ream.
Poison ivy.
No, that's okay. All grape.
This way, Brian. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I like the look of that one. Here, hold on.